Good morning. My name is Marcia Smith, a counsellor here at the Student Services section of the University. And this morning, I'd like to talk to you about visiting a British home. This may help you to cope well with your study and social life in Britain. There is a commonly quoted saying in Britain, "An Englishman's home is his castle," which sums up the importance we give to our own bit of private territory. If you are living in a British home, or are invited to visit or stay with someone, it is important to act thoughtfully. For example, be punctual for meals and, if you know you have to miss one, let your host know as soon as possible. Check whether it is convenient for others in the house when you wish to take a bath or wash and dry laundry. And unless your host employs someone to do the housework, you are expected to make your own bed and keep your room clean and tidy yourself. If you don't have a door key, remember to make arrangements if you intend to be out late, and keep your hosts informed of your whereabouts so they don't worry. These suggestions apply whether you're a guest or a lodger, and will help the household to run smoothly. If you're staying as a guest of a British family, or even visiting for one meal, it is customary to take a small gift of flowers, chocolates, or something to drink. Don't spend too much, as this could embarrass your hosts. If you're staying for several days as a guest, it is usual to give a small present when you leave. Usually, you will get onto first-name terms with people you meet quite naturally and quickly. If you're unsure, continue to use their family name, surname, and title until they ask you to use their first name. Older people, and those with whom you have a more formal relationship, may prefer to stick to surnames, for example, Dr. Smith or Mrs. Smith. If you're going to eat with British people or to stay with a British family, you may want to know if there are things that they normally do or don't do at the table. Rather than worry too much about rules, you may like to watch other people and copy what they do. It also helps to understand a few customs first. Both at home and in restaurants, people normally wait until everyone has got their food before they start eating. However, they will start before this if someone says, "Please don't wait," or "Don't let it get cold." When people have started, they keep their cutlery, knives, forks and spoons on the plate when they are not using them, and leave them on the plate when they finish the course. For each course, different cutlery is used. You may also notice that people don't usually spend much time at the table talking, drinking and smoking. In fact, after dinner at home, it's fairly common for everyone to leave the table together and have coffee in the living room. If you are staying with a family or visiting informally, it's usual to offer to help with household chores, for example, clearing the table and washing up the dishes after a meal. Even men are expected to offer, though you may not be accepted. At a more formal meal, however, the host won't normally expect guests to help.